Hey, it's the Rye Man. Coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. Wanted to give some of my thoughts after the Broncos 2-0 start to the 2021 season. Obviously, been a great first couple of games. Had some injuries in there as well. Had some good highlights. Wanted to go ahead and just process some of these thoughts and give them to you. First, let's go over the injuries. You know, the injury bug is not hitting us like it did last year, but it is still affecting us. I got to say the two biggest ones, or I should say the three biggest ones, two big ones on defense and one on offense. Obviously, Jerry Jeudy on offense, I think he'll be back sooner rather than later. And I think our offense will even be more explosive when he comes back because we are getting some other players playing time while he is gone. And we'll get Teddy Bridgewater later, but obviously he is finding the open man, whoever that happens to be. On defense, Josie Jewell and Bradley Chubb. Josie Jewell, you know, he has been a solid player. He has improved every year, and really hard to see him go on the IR. I mean, he has done nothing but go up every year. I think the first year he was in Denver, there were some questions about how far he could go, his speed, all that, and then he just kept improving. So really hard to lose him. I think we have the depth that we can still be okay on that inside linebacker spot without him, but definitely going to be missed in terms of just his tackling ability, and he was leading the team in tackles in several games last year, and then obviously coming into this season, getting several tackles a game. The other thing, too, is obviously Bradley Chubb. Injured, having a procedure on his ankle, going to be out 4 to 8 weeks minimum. Most likely it's closer to the 8 week period. I've actually seen some other people report it's going to be closer 8 to 12 weeks. And, you know, there's been talk. Should we go get another pass rusher, another linebacker? Well, the Broncos have already started that. We signed linebacker Micah Kizer off the Rams practice squad today. And unfortunately, with Bradley Chubb, I didn't want to say it. And it's come out a couple times over the last day, so I think I'm okay saying it now. It's come out from other sources, I should say. You have to wonder if he's falling into this bust category. You know, he hasn't really gotten to the level of Von Miller. Not that I think we could really expect that. Von Miller's a once-in-a-lifetime draft player. But close. And he just can't stay healthy. You know, it's unfortunate. You know, this ankle issue was lingering in the training camp, offseason, preseason. Now he's having surgery on it. And I really want him to come back healthy and have the 1-2 punch at Chubb and Miller. I don't know if we're ever going to get it. And it'd be nice to see it. I just don't know how realistic it is. Same time, we always root for our Broncos and we wish Bradley Chubb a quick recovery. And hopefully we do get that 1-2 punch later in the year. It, you know, if he can make it back, it is going to be needed in December. Take one look at that schedule and you know we're going to need it. Now, back to the offensive side of the ball. I have called Teddy Bridgewater Steady Teddy. That Teddy Terrific is sneaking in there. He has just been solid. I went back and looked at the tape. I mean, he's just finding the open guy. He's making the right reads. He's throwing it to the right person. He's not taking unnecessary risks. He is throwing the deep ball. You know, I think some people thought he was going to come in and be Teddy Checkdown, and that has not happened. That has not happened. He has shown us he has enough arm to still get it deep. Defenses have to respect the post. And I think we all agree it will really know more after week 4 begins against the Ravens and beyond that what we have at quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater. But this is the best Teddy Bridgewater since the Minnesota Teddy Bridgewater. And obviously he's got familiar people around him, so it would make sense. And George Payton and Pat Shurmur makes complete sense. So, really nice to see Teddy Bridgewater putting together the season he is. And you know what? He's still young. If this ends up working out that he's our guy for the next few years, I'm fine with that. I mean, you know, it's no secret from listening to this podcast. I was on the Drew Lock train, wanted to see him win the job. Figured we had seen everything we needed to see out of Teddy over the years. But like I keep saying, he has shown me stuff this year that I have not seen in a while or don't recall seeing. His mobility is there. He's being a little more ruthless in terms of being aggressive if he needs to run or scramble or get out of the pocket. And he's throwing the deep ball. And he's got the chemistry with Sutton. That was my worry. I mentioned in a prior podcast, Locke and Sutton have chemistry. Well, Bridgewater and Sutton have chemistry now. So there you go. That takes care of that worry. So really like what I'm seeing there. And I think the offensive line is gelling well. Obviously, you know, we've had our little nicks up front there as well. But really, for the most part, they have played pretty darn solid. And really, I think the one thing we need to see on defense, we need to see more pressure on the quarterback. I don't think we saw enough of that the first 2 weeks out of our front guys, and I think we need to see something there. That is my one worry moving forward. Now, there is no give-me game in the NFL, but Broncos coming home against the Jets that are still trying to find themselves. Zach Wilson, who has had fun throwing the interception so far this season, you have to think we're going to blow him out on Sunday. I mean, that's my hopeful thought. I mean, time will tell. Any given Sunday in the NFL, anything can happen. But you have to think 2 years without a full crowd at Mile High, maybe not quite 2 years, but you got to think the team's going to be hyped. And after Fangio's speech post-game at Jacksonville, you got to think that they are just ready to dominate on Sunday. So, we'll be talking to you after the Broncos-Jets game on Sunday. And until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.